Good morning, everyone. This is Dr. Van Merkel. We'll take you off every Saturday, 11 to noon, right here, right now, talking to you. It's great to be with you this sunshiny Saturday. And I'm getting my camera set up here where I record these shows that I'm on so you can actually listen to them again, watch me do the show. This is an Ask the Expert. I am Dr. Merkel, Doctor of Chiropractic, board certified in clinical nutrition with a couple other degrees in nutrition. And I've been here in the Miami Valley for how long? Let's just say over 40 years. And right here behind this marvelous WHIO microphone for over 30 years. It's truly an honor, blessing to be with you these weekends. Our goal, our mission, our purpose is to help you be healthier, give you ideas, things that you might do, things that sometimes aren't that difficult to do that can have significant impacts on your health. And that is really what we do. And the name of our clinic is Take Two Healthcare. Kind of our motto is take 2 weeks or 2 months to try a safe, natural option, because even serious problems, even life-threatening in-stage problems, sometimes have simple, safe solutions. And we've talked about cases over the years of people who are truly days, weeks, months to live, and they went into remission. Now, I don't think I've got a cure for these things, because basically our goal, kind of like our motto, is if you get healthy enough, doesn't matter the name of the disease. And today I got some really good things I'm excited to share with you about. But I was at a conference last week, and I lectured at a state conference in Phoenix, Arizona. Yeah, it's kind of hot out there, up to 111 degrees. So I didn't get as much hiking in that I would like. But anyway, I was lecturing, and I sat in on several other lectures. And there was a lot of talk about, you know, other people doing nutrition where they're recommending testosterone shots, testosterone, you know, supplements, those kind of things, and estrogen for women, progesterone for women, those kind of things, as well as knee injections, hip injections for obviously knee problems, hip problems. And they were talking about how much money they make from those, and it's a big moneymaker for them. The PRP and other injections they use into the knee and other structures. Okay. And some people had good relief. Some didn't. Doctors there they had health problems, and it seemed like what they were saying wasn't working for them. Oh. And another thing, it is amazing how many health experts at this conference were obese. It's like, you got to be kidding me. It'd be like going to a dentist with rotten teeth. You know, you go to a health expert and they're obese. It's like, that's the number one health problem is obesity in this country. And in my mind, I can hardly listen to somebody, even if they're an expert in health and they've had stuff published, if they can't practice what they preach. Drives me nuts. And you know something, when I go to these conferences, they're no smaller than the general population. I think two-thirds of all adults in our country are obese. Maybe obese, and then some are morbidly obese, like a third are morbidly obese. And it's just like amazing that you want me to listen to you and you can't even manage it yourself. Which goes into, I want to talk about something today about joints and these injections, because there's something you got to know, that when you get these knee injections, you haven't fixed the problem. When I lecture, there is an idea I like to get across. There's a textbook of medical physiology by Guyton. Every medical doctor, every doctor studies this Guyton textbook of medical physiology. And there's an idea in there, that there's some phrasing in there that Guyton has that I paraphrase it, I say it better. And I tell people, if you understand this one concept, it should truly change your life. And here's my paraphrase of Guyton. And actually, I tell doctors, write this down, because I tell almost every patient I see what I'm going to tell you now. And it goes, my paraphrase of Guyton is this: the body will break down muscle and non-essential tissue to free up nutrients and amino acids for more important function. One more time. The body will break down muscle and non-essential tissue to free up nutrients and amino acids for more important function. I ask my patients or the doctors when I'm lecturing, what's non-essential tissue? Well, here's the first three that I give them. Hair, skin, and nails. Essential or non-essential? What do you think? Hair, skin, and nails. Non-essential. Most people, yeah, okay, hair, skin, and nails, non-essential. And I usually say, not jokingly, thank God hair is non-essential since I don't have a lot of hair. You know, hair, skin, and nails, non-essential. Now, a lot of women would say, no, hair is essential. But in reality, well, let's say, what are some essential parts? Okay, brain, heart, lungs, liver, kidney, you could throw a few more in there too. Those are the most important. So what Guyton is saying is the body will sacrifice everything else to keep those most important things functioning. So hair, skin, and nails. Now, next three, muscle, bone, and joints. Essential or non-essential? Well, Guyton just said muscle is non-essential. What's the body doing? It's reprioritizing assets. What's more important, your leg muscle or your liver? Your body needs those nutrients, your amino acids and other elements in the muscle to try and keep your liver healthy. Bone. Is osteoporosis a disease or a condition? It's a condition, isn't it? What's the body doing? It's reprioritizing assets. What's more important, your leg bone or your liver? There's some minerals and things in your bone that your body needs. And now how about a big one now? This is a big one for especially chiropractors. Joints, essential or non-essential? Joints are non-essential. If you got joint problems, it's because you have a bigger problem somewhere else. In fact, here's a question I ask doctors. There is something in joints that is critical, necessary for phase two detoxification by the liver. It is critical for the detoxification of chemical and other toxins by the body. Your body has to have this element, and the highest amounts of this element are found in joints. The highest reserve is found in joints, and your larger joints obviously have the largest amount in it. So what is in joints that is critical for detoxification by your body? Anybody want to guess? It's sulfur. There is sulfur. It is a plus three element, and it helps your body to detoxify chemicals and toxins. Now, what is a nutrient that almost everybody knows is good for joints, that people take for joints? Glucosamine sulfate, MSM. The S is for sulfate. Well, how many times have you taken that nutrient and it didn't help? Well, why wouldn't it help? Because you might have joint problems, but your body's saying, look, we got some things that's more important than your knee, more important than your hip to take care of. And so we're going to use that sulfur to get rid of toxins. And if you have enough left over, then we'll help to repair your joints. But if all you're doing is putting stuff into your joints, but you're not fixing the problem, you're not going to get anywhere long term. And how many people get those shots and they don't work? Because the body is just screaming for elements to help detoxify the chemical toxins. And we live in the most toxic environment the world has ever seen. We have more chemical toxins. We have glyphosate. We have all kinds of pesticides, herbicides, chemicals in our environment more than ever. We have heavy metals at higher levels than ever before. And you know there's no FDA guide levels for heavy metals except for arsenic and baby food. There are no guidelines or levels in the food we eat, even organic food, except for arsenic and baby food. That's it. And even some of the people who make baby food aren't even meeting the requirement for arsenic. And so there's a ton of toxins in our environment. Okay, here's one that's kind of off a little bit. You might wonder about a little bit. But what's rheumatoid arthritis? Yeah, it's an autoimmune disease where the body is attacking the joints and breaking down the joints. Is it possible that is the proper response for the condition the body is in? the body's saying, we got such an extreme crisis here. We got to release the sulfur to try and preserve the rest of the body, your heart, liver, brains, kidneys, things like that. So your body's willing to actively break down the joints to try and preserve the body. Because I've had people with rheumatoid arthritis go into remission. When we test them, we see, oh, here's your problem. You got high heavy metals, you got high chemical toxins, and you've also got heavy metals. And so it's one of the things that you can go and try and just fix the, you know, put something like pump up your joint, like you're going to pump up a flat tire. You can put stuff to make some more space in your joint, but you haven't fixed a problem. And so what I try to do, and actually what I've done with myself, both my parents had knee and hip replacements. You know, I played a lot of sports, college and that kind of thing. And my knees, especially my one knee and one hip, I just say, oh, I'm going to need a replacement, you know, in a few years. And I was having to reduce my activities and running and everything else. And I thought, you know something? I'm a nutritional health expert. I should be able to fix myself. And so in the last few years, that's what I've done. And from having a knee that bothered me all the time, and I wore a support sleeve on it, and anytime I exercised, I had the support sleeve on it, and I'd limit how far I'd go. Now I have no pain in it at all. My knee has naturally repaired. You see, your body's naturally repairing anyway. Your knees are regenerating, repairing every day, but if you have toxins, if you have nutrient deficiencies, you're at a deficit. And your body isn't going to waste nutrients on your knee or your hip when there's something else more important going on. So I've worked these last few years to really restore my joints. I use special nutrients. And one is Baxil. You can go online and look at Baxil. I mean, we carry it in our clinic. Probably have a discount in our clinic. But Baxil is phenomenal for joints. It's got the nutrients your body needs to repair joints naturally, as well as the other, you know, glucosamine sulfate, MSM. But that's not all. You got to make sure you got magnesium, calcium, vitamin D. You got to get rid of your heavy metals, et cetera, et cetera. And I think one of the most important things I've done, as well as all that stuff, is PEMF, pulse electromagnetic frequency. And it's been used for over 40 years to help heal the worst fractures. It helps your body produce stem cells naturally. Naturally produce your own stem cells. Causes microcirculation in a way nothing else does. And so we have these units at our office, and we have people, we've got a lady who's used it like an hour a week for the last 5 years, 6 years. She says she gives her a boost of energy. I think of it like charging my phone. Wireless charger, you can put your phone against and charge it. Well, that's kind of like PEMF. It revitalizes and like charges up your body. It helps your body produce new stem cells, helps your body circulate things, help regenerate nerves and things like that. And I tell you, I'm 68, and I think I feel really darn good. When I was at this lecture, now, okay, I do promote longevity, that kind of thing, and I'm not saying that I look any different than any other 68-year-old, but I do try to work at it and optimize my health as much as possible. Oh, is it time for a break? And that's just some things I do. And we got some more great stuff coming up here. It's going to change your life. I'm Dr. Merkel at Take Two Healthcare. We'll be right back after these messages. And we're back. I'm Dr. Merkel at Take Two Healthcare every Saturday, 11 to noon, 433-3241. It's 433-3241. Or go to take2healthcare.com. If you'd like to work with you, we are honored to have thousands of people in the Miami Valley over the years. We've had the honor of helping them with their health problems and to help them restoring their health. We got a couple great doctors, other doctors that work with us. Dr. Andrew Dyer has been with us over 20 years. Phenomenal doctor. He's board certified in nutrition and board certified in acupuncture. And we're honored to have him. We have Dr. Natalie Yaley, who is certified in thermography, which is a safe, painless breast scan. And when you tie it in with lab work, you got a great picture of what's happening with the breast health, that kind of thing. But I want to get back to the guidance, essential and non-essential. thing. Now, we've talked about hair, skin, and nails, muscle, bone, and joints. Now for the big one, hormones. Are hormones essential or non-essential? Well, I asked this question. What's more important, your liver or having sex? For men, one of the first signs of poor health, of declining health, is declining sexual drive and sexual function. One of the first signs of poor health in men is a decline in sexual function and sex drive. Okay, guys, we all know our sexual function. Most guys lie about it too, by the way. First sign of poor health in men, a decline in sexual function. All that testosterone, people are taking all these testosterone shots and pills. It's wrong every time. All you women on estrogen, testosterone, even testosterone for women, progesterone, that kind of thing. And, oh, man, they were really talking about this last weekend about, oh, yeah, take, and I'm thinking, okay, all you people recommending that are overweight and poor health. And I one of the things I do at these lectures, I commonly share my lab test. Now, I'm 68, and for about the last 40 years, my testosterone has been extremely high. My testosterone has been extremely high. And, you know, I used to think, do I have a health problem here? Do I have a serious problem? Because my testosterone is too high for my age. You see, testosterone in many other labs, as you age, the level's supposed to go down. Now, it's not that, in my mind, not that it's supposed to go down, but that's what they expect. As you age, you're supposed to get old, sick, and die, right? And these lab ranges are based on population averages. The lab ranges for these hormones are based on population averages. So if my levels are extremely high, is that pathological? Or does that just mean I'm healthier than the average 68-year-old guy? The average 68-year-old guy who's overweight, obese, drinks alcohol, doesn't take care of himself, doesn't exercise, and maybe that is why the levels of testosterone have gone down over the years, because it just reflects our overall poor health as a country. We are 49th in longevity in the world. That's pretty bad, isn't it? Pretty bad. And so when you think about, why am I needing these hormones? Why am I needing these shots? Why am I needing injections in the knee? That's just a reflection of your overall health. If you were healthy, and I try to say, okay, maybe a 68-year-old guy is supposed to be like I am, have testosterone levels over 1,000 and these other numbers that are unusual for the common male in America, but maybe not uncommon around the world. So just because your doctor says, oh, you're normal, your levels are normal. Yeah, for the crappy, poor health, 68-year-old guy. Do you want to be the average 68-year-old guy and have the average testosterone of a 68-year-old guy? No, who does? Average is worst of the best and best of the worst. Do you want to be average? I have elected not to go average. And that's why I thought my numbers were bad, but maybe they're good. And what I'm showing is an example of what you can be if you're willing to put forth a little effort. I'm Dr. Merkel at Take Two Healthcare. We'll be right back after these messages. And we are back. I am Dr. Merkel with Take Two Healthcare every Saturday, 11 to noon. It's great to be with you this Saturday morning, and I'm going to blow your mind right now. Okay, medical doctors, listen up. Med students, listen up. Nurses, people in the medical community, listen up. If you are taking estrogen, testosterone, or anything like that, listen up. I'm going to share something with you that I pretty much guarantee no one knows unless you've heard me talk. But I've been doing lab work. I'm an expert in laboratory analysis, and I've been teaching, lecturing on lab analysis, lab testing, etc., for over 30 years. Well, I've been doing lab work on myself for about 40 years. And I have documented, well, I have documents on what lab ranges were 40 years ago versus where they are today. What are the levels 40 years ago compared to then? There's a whole section in my continuing education lecture that I go over. And I'm not going to go over all those details, but it's pretty fascinating, I got to tell you. Pretty fascinating. I'm going to lead into it with one. The SED rate, erythrocyte sedimentation rate, ESR, indicates inflammation. It's not specific, doesn't tell us where. It just tells us how much inflammation. It's called the ESR. You'll see it on a standard blood test. The range today is 30. 30 units is what it is today. 40 years ago, the range was less than 9 units. If you were over 9 40 years ago, you had inflammation, medically diagnosed inflammation. But today, it's not till it's over 30 is the range for inflammation. So what does that tell us about population? If 40 years ago, 10 was inflammatory. Now you got to be over 31. What does that tell us about our population? Everybody's inflamed, aren't they? But because it's considered, it's less than 30, it's considered normal. So let's say you got a 28. That would have been extreme inflammation 40 years ago, but today it's normal. It's normal because everybody's inflamed. We'll just call that normal. That's absolutely true. The lab range for inflammation used to be less than 9, and now it's up to 30. So before it's diagnosed, you got to be a raging inflammation. Well, let's carry that through with testosterone in men. The levels for testosterone in men 40 years ago was on the low end, 348 up to 1,197. That was range 40 years ago. So the 348 today has been dropped down to 264. So the level has to be about 30, your testosterone has to be 30% lower today than it was 40 years ago for it to be diagnosed as low testosterone. And the upper end went from 1197 down to 916. This reflects that overall men's testosterone is going down and it's considered normal. It gets worse. Estrogen levels in men, estrogen levels, which are supposed to be low in men, you know, low levels in men, used to be 40 to 115, 40 to 115. Today, that 40 went up to 56, and the 115 nearly doubled to 213. So they're now allowing the estrogen to be higher than ever, which feminizes men, which gives men breasts, which gives them body weight, which reduces their sexual function. And so in the last 40 years, the testosterone levels have dropped about 20%. Estrogen levels have gone up about 30%. You see how we got estrogen dominance and health problems in men? Because levels that were pathological 40 years ago are considered normal today. Absolutely true. And I guarantee your medical doctors don't know anything about it. In fact, the new medical students think that, oh, the high levels of the estrogen levels that are now up, that used to be 40 to 115 are now 56 up to 230. They think that's normal. They think that's what it's always been. The testosterone levels that have dropped 20% on their lab values the last 20 years, 40 years, the new doctors think, oh, that's normal. That's the way it's always been. They don't know what things were like 40 years ago. Now, would most people, would you agree that we're probably healthier as a nation 40 years ago versus where we are today? Yeah. Yeah, absolutely we're. We weren't 49th in longevity, and we are in unusually poor health for the money we spend in compared to 10 other countries. We're an outlier. As the research showed, we're an outlier in such poor health outcomes. Well, maybe it's because the values are changed, and because these values are now common, because all the men have low testosterone and high estrogen now, we're going to call that, because it's common, we're going to consider that normal and accept that it's healthy. So truly disease that would have been called disease 40 years ago is now considered healthy. Like inflammation, used to be less than 9. Now if you're 28, you're considered normal. And so disease is now considered a healthy state, medically speaking. This is ridiculous. And that is why we take more drugs than anywhere else in the world per population, and we have poor health outcomes. So if you want to break that chain for yourself, need to go to somebody who's an expert in health and nutrition. You know, I listen to some radio or other program. Hey, go see your doctor about your health. They don't know anything about health. All they do is suppress symptoms. If we all had high blood pressure, medically, we'd all just get lisinopril to lower the blood pressure. But you know, there's about 50 things that can cause high blood pressure. Simple low vitamin D, low protein, low B12, low folic acid, dehydration, heavy metals, lead, mercury, other drugs. There's a boatload of things. But you know, somebody, it's easier just to give you a drug and shut you up and throw you out the door and get on to the next patient rather than trying to find out why you have drugs. Why you have high blood pressure? Do you have high blood pressure because you're just low in lisinopril in your bloodstream? No, it's covering up a symptom, but it didn't fix the problem. You're just hiding the symptom and you're not fixing the problem, which allows the problem to get worse and worse to where you need another drug. And all these drugs do not restore health. Drugs do not extend life. All they do is delay a premature death. And if you are on any drugs, you do not have optimal health and you will not live an optimal lifespan. I'm 68, no drugs. My mom died last year in 92. She went on any drugs until about the previous 6 months for low blood pressure. And her brain was great. You're all 92? No. Her brain was great. In fact, the night before she died, she had a half-hour telephone call. You know, these old women, they get on the phone. She talked for over an hour to her best friend. Okay, do you think she had pretty good brain function to talk on the phone for like that? And if she did what I want to do, she just didn't wake up the next day. Is that a good way to go? Perfectly, you know, brain's functioning, everything else, and then just don't wake up. I believe she'd still be alive today, except she was obese. And I told her that, you know. She said, would I be in this shape? No, your only problem is you're obese. If you'd have lost weight like I've been begging you to do the last 30 years, she'd still be alive today. Her brain wasn't the problem. It's just her obesity was. And so what are your problems? Are you fixing the problem? Or are you just covering up a symptom with a drug? And if you're just taking drugs, the problem is getting worse. That is the problem. Whew, okay, this gets me fired up talking about this stuff. The way the lab changes that have occurred. So when your medical doctor does a lab test on you, says, oh, everything's fine. No, everything's fine compared to values today. But if you were to reanalyze those with labs from 40 years ago, lab range 40 years ago, do you think you'd be fine? That's what we do with our lab tests. We do lab tests, then we do a special analysis process through science-based nutrition. It actually compares your labs with ranges from like 40 years ago. So we're going to see problems long before your regular doctors are, because they're not waiting till it is clinical at today's levels. I'm going to get a notification. I'm going to look, are you above 9? Your medical doctor is not worried till you're over 30. There you go. That is a difference in philosophy and treatment. If I get you healthy enough, your blood pressure will be what it's supposed to be. If I get you healthy enough, you're not going to have joint problems, liver problems. You're not going to have cholesterol or whatever. You're not going to have colitis, ulcerative colitis. And if we get you healthy enough, yeah, even your cancer can go into remission. Yeah, we've had cancers, end-stage cancers, go into remission within days, truly within days. And our clinic is Take Two Healthcare. Our motto is take 2 weeks or 2 months to try a safe natural option. I'm not saying that we're definitely going to help you, but can you give it 2 weeks, maybe 2 months? If you were to delay chemo and radiation for a couple weeks, is that going to really make any difference in long-term outcome? And what would happen if we develop some parameters, some lab tests, some scans, and in a couple weeks or a couple months, you saw improvement, 10, 20, 30% improvement. And then you just continue to improve over the next few years, what would happen? Yeah, we'd revolutionize healthcare in this country. From a medical diagnosis of cancer being worth $1 to $1.5 million, when maybe for just a few thousand, less than 10,000, you'd get under control naturally, healthy, you're going to live longer, your quality of life is going to be better, and you're not going to bankrupt your family by trying to pay for all the deductibles and all the payment your insurance isn't going to cover. Leading cause of bankruptcy in this country? Medical bills. Medical bills. They will get their money one way or the other. Okay, I feel like I got to calm down here. This gets me a little riled up at what's happening in our medical community and how pathetic it is and how you've all been brainwashed out there thinking, yeah, let's just take the drugs, let's take the shots and all this stuff. You're getting worse. You are getting worse. And I want you to be like I am. I want you to get motivated. I test myself once a year to get the score. I got to know where the score is. I got to know, okay, where's my heart at? Where's my cancer markers at? Where's my hormones? Where's my brain function at? And, you know, are the numbers that could lead to a Parkinson's and Alzheimer's, are they good or are they going up? So I test myself what I call baseline testing at least once a year. I want to know the score. You know, we're here at UD Central, and do you think they'd play any game without checking a score till the end? You know, football games, basketball games, you know, would you ever think of shutting off the scoreboard and waiting until the end and then see what the score is? No, but that's how you're taking care of your health. You wait till it's in stage before you ever do anything. You wait till you have symptoms and are in poor health to do anything. But virtually every condition will show in the blood long before you have symptoms. And the earlier you find a problem, always the better result you'll have. If you're developing liver or kidney problems, if I caught it in the earliest stages, let's use this SED rate thing, 9 or 30. If you wait till over 30, you got major inflammation. But if I see at where the level's supposed to be less than 9, I see you're at 15, we could just do a couple little things and drop it back down. Or, see, when I test my SED rate, it's usually around 1 or 0, which means I have very little inflammation in my body. 0 to 1. But medically, they say if you're under 30, you're okay. But wouldn't it be nice to see, okay, it's a little bit high. What I call yellow high, it's a warning sign. And then all we have to do is a couple little things. You know, maybe a little extra vitamin D, a little water, a little magnesium, and you'll be good. Versus waiting until it's extremely inflamed or cancer. If I get cancer at an early stage, it's easy to just reduce it down. Just a little vitamin changes, a little diet changes, and the number goes back down. Versus waiting, and I know people wait, and sometimes you don't know you have cancer till it's in stage, so you have symptoms. But that's why I test myself to see, okay, what's my cancer markers? Let's see where we're at. Okay, oncologist, medical doctor, I know you're screaming right now at me saying, you can't diagnose cancer from a blood test. All right, that's the medical model, okay? Okay, that's the medical model. But once you do a biopsy, oh, is it time for a break? Okay, I'm going to tell you about what we're going to use these blood markers for with cancer. It's time for a break. You're listening to Dr. Merkel with Take Two Healthcare. We'll be right back after this. And we are back. This is Dr. Merkel with Take Two Healthcare every Saturday at 11 at noon. You ready to be with you? We have Dave Murphy in the building. He's going to be up next with Auto Talk. You're going to want to hear that. He's got some great information, but I want to review just that thing I was talking about, cancer, at the end of the last break before I was need to take a break. But with cancer, the medical model is you got to have a biopsy to diagnose cancer. However, the blood test, once you're diagnosed with it, you use these same blood tests to determine course of treatment. So even though you can't medically diagnose cancer from these lab tests, they are always pathological when they're elevated, always pathological. And can you guarantee it's not cancer? No, you can't. In fact, it probably more than likely is. Right now, 1 out of 2 men will get cancer. 1 out of 3 women will get cancer. That's why I do a cancer panel. I recommend everybody get one done once a year. The earlier you find a problem, the easier it is to fix. You got to check the score on a regular basis. And I'm serious about that. You got to check the score. Keep an eye on things. If you can make little changes now, little tweaks now, and avoid major problems, it kind of reminds me of that old commercial years ago about the guy changing the oil filter. You can either see me now or see me later, you know? And if you do little things, with nutrition especially, little things, the cost is minimal. But if you wait until everything is crap, it's going to take a lot of work and a lot of expense to fix it. So that's what I'm doing with myself. I test myself extensively once a year and then just do little tweaks. Boom, I do a little bit, keep my joints good. I do a little bit to keep everything good, and I monitor it regularly. And that's what you guys ought to be doing too. Honestly, you guys ought to be doing that. And we can help you with that. I am Dr. Merkel. The clinic is Take Two Healthcare. We've been around for 40 years. 40 years. Over 40 years. Got a couple of excellent doctors, and we can help you. Here's what. If you get healthy enough, doesn't really matter the name of the disease, and is getting healthy bad for anything except the medical profession and selling drugs? Getting healthy is always the right call. And taking responsibility is the best thing you can do for your overall health. And we can help you with that. We can give you guidance. We can get the testing done to know exactly what it is that you need to do. It's not global. You see, like high blood pressure, everybody gets the same drug. But maybe this person, like I said, needs vitamin D. That one needs protein. That one needs B12. This one's got too much arsenic. They need a water filter. Yeah, the solution to most of these things are simple once you find out what you need to do. And that's what we can help you with. And we'd love to, we'd be honored to help you in your health quest. And it is about time for me to go. And truly, it's an honor to be with you. I have a great desire to help people. And hopefully this has changed your life, what you heard today. And you'll look at yourself and what you're doing differently. And like I say every Saturday, do something today to be healthier than you were yesterday. Take a walk, call a friend, eat some watermelon, pray for our country. And by the way, go to church tomorrow. I'm Dr. Merkel.